Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Evelyn Walker, Anne, Catherine Pigliacelli, Aaron Peril, Debbie Franjdakis, Ordained Crowney, Becky Vola, Mercipan, Rosa, Knifecat, Friska Said Gay Rights, East 5, Psyker, Sydney Engelstein, Melanie Johnston, Amanda Overmeyer, Darcy Morgan, Marapia F. Jarkoff, Coviscus Inc., Icon 315.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 138 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today for another exciting adventure I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zulf Smith,
Hamid Salahurin Altahan,
Sol Sidebottom,
and Azu.
Minor retcon, I am now renaming Zulf Lightning Boy, because that's what he likes to ride, the lightning.
Sad Sea Dad becomes Happy Lightning Dad.
What I love is the fact that you're like, Poseidon, I hate you, you're rubbish. Typhoon, lightning, go. Go, come on. Now's your chance.
Zeus, mate.
It's true. It's true. It's very true. You know what? That's on me. I quite like the idea that you're annoying both of them.
Yes,
they are brothers.
Although there is something fun about smite me, oh mighty smiter, boom! Smite me better, oh mighty smiter. So, you guys are still atop a lighthouse. Hammond has killed every innocent person within about 4 miles. And Zolf has...
And some innocent non-people.
Zolf has managed to take some lightning bolts away from a lightning rod super effectively. You've all managed to just gooify an ooze back from whence it came. And now you're all just kind of chilling at the top of a lighthouse. I'm going to say you've closed the door so that you can at least hear one another.
Okay.
Right, so...
What happened downstairs?
Hey?
There was a group of people coming up to attack us.
Right.
And they're...
And now they're all dead?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's, I suppose was going to... That's...
There could have been a different approach on that, I feel.
What?
You could have come and told us, maybe, or something.
And just let them all attack us?
Not attack us, but the kobolds seem very harmless.
I agree, but they were being directed to attack us by some
Hamid,
humans.
From your perspective, every single person there had some kind of syringe spear. Both the humans
they were
and the kobolds.
Yeah.
So you didn't say that before.
No, I didn't.
Didn't. No.
No, I didn't.
But then Sel asked, were they armed?
And I said yes.
Well, if they were intent to kill, then that's unpleasant, but that's what we're here and that's what we're going to do. I mean,
why are you like, the little buddies downstairs, they were not bad people. First, this guy, he attacks my village, he attacks the nearby ones, and now he's getting all of these people to do stuff that they clearly don't really understand or want to do. I am going to destroy him!
He has to pay for turning these kobolds into violent people. Like, I wish there had been a better way to deal with it, but they were armed and ready to come and attack us. They were being directed actively by people standing next to them. Like, there's nothing else I could do.
While Hamid is beginning to, like, babble on and this, like, Sel goes over and, like, sits down and offers a hug.
Hamid hugs you!
Aww. It's all right, little guy.
There's a lot of Sel to go around. Big arms.
Gangly arms.
As he says, all right, Hamid.
You can probably tell Hamid is quite upset that he did this, but he did.
Azu is also upset that you did this.
Yeah.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Everyone give me a perception check.
16.
Natural 1.
Throwing that
23! I so rarely get to do anything.
Hamid, you hear more movement from downstairs.
Got 16. I didn't hear nothing.
Can everyone else hear that? I think there might be something more downstairs.
Mechanically, no.
I'm going to go and look. Azu goes and looks.
Okay. Are you trying to be stealthy? I have to ask certain questions.
I will
continue to ask certain questions. Do not presume that I am not aware of how stupid the questions are.
I'm wearing metal shoes on a metal grate.
No. No, don't do yourself a disservice. You're wearing glowing metal shoes on a metal grate.
I'm not trying to be stealthy, no. I'm just going to, like, poke my head through the trapdoor first to see.
Poking your head down the trapdoor, you see nothing.
Mm-hmm. Then I go the rest of the way down.
Okay, heading down the ladder and starting climbing down. Give me a perception check.
It's not going to be as good as the other one.
Whoa!
That's 22.
Cool. You see them at the exact same time they see you, which is you see a small couple of kobolds stood amongst the remnants of their friends, and they go, "There they are!" And then they flee.
Okay, Azu calls up, all right, there are more kobolds down here. I'm going to follow them.
We shouldn't stick together. I mean,
all right, let's go.
If they know we're here now.
All right, let's go.
Azu chases
I really think it would be helpful to collapse this roof.
How?
I was going to ask Sel.
But, like, this glass isn't real glass. This is something pretty big. But we'll get that. Knowledge engineering. Whew, that's good. That is 27.
I mean, the answer may be we cannot do it with the tools available.
Yes.
But yeah, the glass is super thick.
Cell does not have any bombs left.
The glass is not the issue. It's literally collapsing the centre of the roof in the middle of the room.
So you have a bit of a situation here, which is you reckon that, using the tools available, you could destroy this. Mm. All you need to do is scoop up all of that ooze, smear it over key structural points, maybe take a quick analysis of the load-bearing ratios of the room. Ideally, maybe have like 2 to 3 days to really dig into the problem. But yeah, you reckon you could demolish it with only the things that you've got to hand, but it will take you about 2 days, and it's mostly relying on the ooze.
I think the acid might weaken some of the structural integrity, but it will take a while to do. Like, if you guys can buy me a couple of, let's say about 72 hours, it might take to work.
Not practical.
We've destroyed the individual components. Yes, I'd like to knock this whole thing down, but
let's go. We'll follow Azu.
It would be pretty cool explosion.
we can always come back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you all head down the stairs?
Yes.
So, you all head down the stairs. Are you trying to be stealthy as a group?
No, we're behind Azu, who's going first, and is the least stealthy.
Also, they know we're here.
The time for stealth has passed.
It passed when we blew out the windows.
I'm so happy with you guys.
The kobolds have raised the alarm.
The biggest, baddest dungeon that I've made, and your solution has been, could just blow all of it up.
I mean, we successfully infiltrated stealthily.
Yeah.
So.
But we haven't done what we want to do, which is find any, like, information, like, tangible evidence and stuff.
It's that Road to El Dorado meme where it's like, destroy everything, kill everyone. Both is good.
I mean, also, to be fair, what we've done is turned off their power supply, probably destroyed the weather changing machine, probably destroyed the remote control for the big kraken in the water.
Yeah.
Not that we know this, but that's what, you know,
that's what Ben reckons, assuming.
There's nothing I enjoy more, though, than when Ben goes really far out on a limb and is wrong.
By limb, do you mean metal tentacle?
I really do. It's still a limb. Yeah, you're heading down the stairs, and the first thing that comes to everyone's eye is the massacre. To your eye, Hamid, it looks like maybe some of them aren't where you're like, oh yeah, the ones that were up here might have been trying to collect a couple of people. Like, there's cobbled everywhere. It's going to take ages to get the stains out. That's the real takeaway here.
Hamid goes a bit green.
I'm going to check on the
humans. Vomit, Hamid.
I don't do that anymore, Helen.
But you do massacre instead.
I'm not going to require a heal check. The three humans are dead. They clearly got fireballed.
Are you
searching them for stuff?
Yes. Okay, I'm quickly packing them down. I'm not taking a huge amount of time, but
that's fine.
Sol's going to steer Hamid straight past. So if Sol sticks around, and they're going to be techno babbling hard.
It may require you to physically pick Hamid up because there are kobolds across the whole, like 20 in 10-foot space. They were 3 deep in height.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you are going to physically have to pick him up if he's not going to engage with
this. Made it worse, Alex. You're enjoying this too much.
Well, then, yes. Well, Sel's going to, like, enthusiastic. So, can you show me your crossbow?
It's not a very good one. It's mostly as a backup.
So as they're walking past this thing, like,
Hamid's very happy to talk to you.
Intensely focused. Well, like, so this one, I've been modding it, and, like,
yeah, it looked great. So, what? How did you get it to fire electricity?
I am going to be now adjusting. So things that the guards are carrying.
Yeah.
You notice that all three of them are carrying some kind of metal punch card. Like, it's a piece of metal with holes punched in it.
Same holes?
Yes.
Looks techie. So I shall show it to
Sam. Oh, guys, we got the key card item.
Yeah.
Now we can open doors.
I mean, they should have spread themselves out. One of them's red, one of them's blue, one of them's green. Green?
Green.
Yeah, you heard.
The new color.
No, they're all just featureless metal. They're literally on lanyards. So they're on, like, metal chains that you have. You can't snap the chain. You are literally having to pull it off. In other terms, you find things like, some of them have, like, a couple of small pouches of gold, like, images,
I'm
like,
really
10,
not
but I know
photo of their children.
By the way, Cell recognises two of them, for a start, as people who have been causing trouble back on the island. They are all carrying, as well, various bottles of things. They are clearly labelled as well.
Okay, I'm going to pick up the bottles and the punch cards to give to Cell once I catch up with them again.
That's fine. I'm just going to read out what the bottles were for the sake of ease, but they do...
say they are.
They have labels on them, to be clear. One of them says antidote. One of them says water breathing.
Ooh, nice.
One of them says water walk.
Ooh.
Handy.
And is this per human?
Yes.
So it's three of each?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Very interesting.
So they've all got a little kit.
One of them just called Mega Juice. A and one of them's called Runaway. There's one other thing to be aware of, Zolf, where, because you're taking the time and everyone else is occupied, you do notice that all of these weapons were loaded.
Sure.
But you're also aware from the last one you saw, it'd take a little while to get the stuff out from each of them, but hypothetically possible.
I'm not going to do that. But once I've got their stuff, take another last look around the room, go, grim business, and then go and follow.
You do notice that all of these kobolds are slightly differently equipped than the ones you've seen before. They are neither kind of scrappily equipped the way that the one around the kitchens was, and they're not scientist equipped. These ones seem to have like barbs on their, how to put it, the equivalent of a knuckle duster for your tail. Like a little barb for the tail.
They're kitted for fighting.
Yeah, they are, and they have rudimentary armor as well.
Sure.
But like literally we're talking fantasy classic of breastplate, no other clothing.
Nice.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. armoured poos are what you're encountering.
So, guys, I'll run after and go...
You all make it past.
I got these things. Hand over the punch cards. No idea, but they look techie. Each guard had one of them.
Oh, right. Well, probably that'll be the key card that then we'll be able to open stuff with.
Right. Okay, well...
Or maybe it's a...
Give me a knowledge
program.
Engineering. I'm getting the use out of this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason that they recruited you for this specific job.
30.
Mm. Good news, bad news. Mm. Yeah, you see that they're all the same, so realistically they're all going to open the same doors. Mm. Good thing. Bad thing is you just killed power. If you have actually killed all of the power... All the doors are most likely, if they've got key cards, probably built to lock automatically without power.
Well,
that's a fire hazard. Yeah. Any good electronic door opens when power goes out.
But that's not wrong.
Not in a villainous lair.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be.
And not if they're fireproof.
They don't open, but they are held unlocked.
So we may have to try. This suggests that the whole place is powered and smart, and we've just turned off.
Azu, specifically, give me a perception check, because Sal is busy thinking, Zolf is busy handing stuff over if he is.
Azu's still ahead of the rest of us.
And Hamid is literally, unless I'm mistaken, keeping his eyes anywhere else.
He's keeping it together.
We're
past the bodies.
23.
So, at the bottom of the stairwell, entering into the room that's full of equipment and bunks, you see there's extra stuff in the doorway, metal stuff.
Okay. So they've tried to barricade us up there. I push my way... do I get down there?
You can, yeah. Do you try and push your way past?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to roll just to freak you out.
it explodes!
You push your way past the beginnings of a barricade. To be clear, though, this isn't an improvised barricade. What they've got are prepped, like, quick things. You know the, like, Normandy blockade things? Like, I forget what they're called.
The tank traps.
Yes, stuff like tank traps, where it's deliberately blocking ways and stuff, and you can just sort of unfold it on the quick.
The big crosses.
Oh, and Azu is a tank. Yeah, it makes sense.
The big jacks.
Yeah. So what they have done is filled that room with them, and they have also put in, like, what appear to be, like, riot shield barriers and stuff.
You're playing Rainbow Six Siege now.
There is no one in that room.
Then I clear away.
There's literally not, like, you will have to start deconstructing these things. They have brought them in and constructed them in this space. It's not like they just carried them in.
And there's no other way through other than to make them.
You can literally just shunt some to the left, shunt some to the right.
You use the flat of your axe as a sweeping stick.
Yeah, I'll do something like that. I'll just
peek behind the curtain. This would have been a horrendous encounter if they weren't terrified of you all now.
Aww.
Yeah, you can trivially, like...
Yeah, kobolds popping up, shooting us over riot shields.
Would have been a whole thing. How are we going to deal with it? There's only one way down. Yeah, it would have been. But they would have had the barriers. They'd have had the barriers, Ben.
Don't think that's how fireball works. Engulfs the area.
I have another thing.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, you can clear the space. It'll take a little while, but like we're talking like not long.
While Az is doing that, I'm going to be like, I found their potions as well. I kind of know what these are, but I don't know what this is. Mega juice.
Sniffs the mega juice and gets a 20 not natural on...
So, in order to test poisons, you do have to taste them. So you give me the roll. But to be clear, because of the type of alchemist you are, you can't just taste it and go, oh, yeah, that would kill you. You'd find out by dying.
I gave up some of my immunities in order to get extra spikes.
So I'm going to give you this.
Can I ask if these vials are shaped to be drunk?
Oh, these vials were made for drinking, and that's just what they'll do. And one of these days, these vials are just going to kill you.
But they're not made for the injection spears.
For a start, they have corks. Like, they are basically test tubes.
Yeah.
For your choice, Lydia, you can either taste the thing and know what it does, or not. The way it works, though, to be clear, is you're tasting the thing, so you haven't destroyed the potion. You're not.
Yeah,
just
I'm
going to
taste it.
Okay, cool.
Gonna taste it.
Oh.
The following briefly happens to you in such a way that I can just describe it, and it's already gone.
Dude.
Because you are literally dipping your finger and going.
Mm.
Kind of like a dog.
Like Fraser and Due South.
So, you suddenly feel hedge as like veins bulging out on the neck, like suddenly really, really bloodshot. And then you feel really tired. You feel rubbish. However, over the course of the next couple of minutes, you're like...
Oh, like, that one very much does what it says on the label. Like, that is... that will make it mega. Like, there's
okay.
a juice that makes you mega.
Right. All right, well...
Not sure of the specifics, but I don't think it doesn't seem to last very long. Or, I mean, obviously it would if you took it more, but so I would trust the other labels as well.
All right. Like, well, then have some of these.
So you hand over one guard set of stuff to sell.
Yep.
As an extra thing, while you're handing things over that
yep.
are apparent to everyone, these labels were probably written by the bruisers who were carrying them. Like, this isn't Aww. Typed. This isn't a florid script. This is someone holding a quill, like, in a fist and going... sticking their tongue out whilst writing style.
Aww.
I also give a water walk and water breathing to Azu.
Okay.
This is why.
Or in metal. And a mega juice.
Yeah.
Because that would be hilarious.
Oh my god. Surely I'd have to take my armor off. Because it'll crush me if I get
magic armor.
Magic armor expands to keep with you.
All right,
mundane
then. Mega Azu coming up.
Mundane
next.
Stuff will just get ripped.
Also, you might just get really angry and not physically bigger.
You didn't see Cell grow. I never said that.
Yeah. Just hench.
I take them, but I don't drink them, obviously.
I really thought you were saying I take them all right now.
Yes!
So,
gotta punch the water!
Anything else that you're wanting to do?
Nah, I don't need to hand any to Hammett, I don't think, because I don't specifically need them, and I can hand these out because I'm the one who's going to be, like, fending people off and not doing anything.
Azu has cleared a path through the room of caltrops and shields.
Yep. You guys have all distributed your stuff out pretty evenly and sensibly. So, yeah, you managed to clear space through there, and you can see down into the seemingly empty... tech room that you came in from across the roof.
Yeah, presumably these people released the scientists we had tied up.
There's yep. no one in there.
Right, so...
Oh, the scientists weren't among the 20 that were up top, just to be
oh,
clear.
Oh, thank God.
So, two options. We either go back out across the roof and down that into the mansion house again, get down that way, or we try and find a more direct route, like straight down from this lighthouse.
Is there any clear stairway going down from where we are now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could have gone down, or you could have gone up when you came in.
Oh, yeah.
You've done up. As up. You went as up as you could, and then a little bit more where I thought you couldn't. That's how far up you've gone.
Let's up went surprisingly well. Now that I don't have faith in you guys, just, you know, that was impressive. So how about we try down now? Like,
right. Just
flip it over.
Yes. Bear in mind, they're going to be prepared.
Straight down here, but yeah,
but
they'll be ready for us. We'll be ready for them.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
Ugh.
30.
14.
14.
28.
So, everyone can see in the corner of this room up at the top, as you're having a chat, you all just hear sort of like a. And you see there is something in the corner of the room. Specifically, it's like a brass disc with what appears to be an actual human eye in the middle of it looking at you all.
I don't think that's a friend.
How tall is this room?
You could jump and touch the ceiling easily.
That's some sort of scrying thing.
Shall I
get rid of it?
Get out?
Yeah.
I cast magic missile.
Okay. It just strikes unerringly, doesn't it?
Yep.
What's the minimum damage from the four?
Each missile does a minimum of 2 damage.
Yeah, it just pops. Like, it just explodes into a combination of eye goo and clockwork and... bits.
Gross. We'll keep an eye out for those then.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Shall we go downstairs?
Right, let's go. Yeah. Right.
Okay, cool. So, you head downstairs, and the first thing that happens when you head downstairs is you encounter a sort of storage-esque... You remember they had the lift with the storage levels? You find a similar situation. You have a freight elevator, which is at this floor, and then you see a squared stair this time, heading down. Almost apparently exactly the same as the way up here, just
rinse and repeat
here.
Right, but let's screw them up as well. Duck into the elevator, hit the bottom floor, get out of the elevator, close the door so the elevator goes away.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Oh, yeah, we could turn the power off, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a nice idea, but didn't we?
If they restore the power, the elevator will...
Guess we get a warning.
Yeah.
Ray! Hi. Turns out I'm still clever. Let's go.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I was going to say I could drop a bomb down there, but I'm kind of out for the day. Whew, it's been a busy day.
It has.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Everyone give me perception checks.
20.
28.
24.
Again, 28.
You, as you're sort of having your discussions, pretty much all of you say there are two more of these eye things. One is sort of above the lift that Zolf sees, and another one is as high up and in a corner as it can from a different angle, and they're all just staring.
Okay.
Tell Hammond to blow it up.
I cast magic missile two more times.
How many times can you do that?
Not very many more.
You have to declare the targets at start. It is hypothetically possible for you to only kill one of them, so I have to ask how you're allocating, and then you'll have to roll for this one. How do I put it? If all attack one, I know it's dead. If you split them, it is hypothetically possible for survival to happen.
So I cast magic missile twice.
Pop.
Yeah, I guess I could have done it more efficiently and tried to...
It's fine. Pop. They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. So you head downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you start heading downstairs. Very quickly, it becomes apparent to you that this bit is less abandoned or has been less abandoned than the other bit. It is a stairwell in far better state. It has active freight storage, like crates, same as before. All of the doors appear to be closed this time round, and it starts getting dark very quickly. One floor down, you can still see by dim light. Two floors down, and you're starting to reach the point where the only people you can see have dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing this time? Staying in the dark?
Nope, people know we're coming.
All Give right, me a perception check, everyone.
Better if you and Sel can see.
I cast Dancing Lights.
24.
Are you casting Dancing Lights?
Yes.
Then I'm just going to give this for free at this point. Right. As you reach the second floor down, you see another one of these things looking. This one is near sort of foot level, near where the stairwell is.
Oh, wait, I'll just smash it with my glaive. I realise I could probably have reached all of those and we not spent spells, but hey-ho.
Technically, yeah. Give me an attack roll for this one.
Yep.
Because it's not striking unerringly.
No, yeah, I do it again.
It immediately starts to scuttle away up the wall.
Ooh!
It looks like it's just a fixed disc that's fixed the wall, and then it suddenly, whink, legs crawl up, and it scuttles up the wall really quickly.
Can I get another in? Got a 10-foot reach.
Yes, because you have 10-foot reach, I'll allow it. I'm being generous.
Oh, that was almost a 20.
That's Shoot it. Probably enough. One sec.
I mean, given they're small and fast, they 18. Might be quite high.
18.
Quite
you managed to hit it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
What's the minimum damage that you can deal?
8.
Yeah. Pops and explodes.
Okay, right. They run away. Weird. But now we know. Don't miss first time.
If we could catch one of them, maybe...
If you want to try.
And I'll take a break there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so back in from the break. Heading down into the dark, obviously with dancing lights, though. That's fine. So you go down one...
And leaving them ahead of us, so it's not, like, lighting us up.
That's fine. Mm. I'm going to do a couple of checks. Okay.
You might want to put them behind us, because that will dazzle anyone coming at us, and we won't be dazzled by them.
They're mostly silhouette us, though.
Yeah. I mean, up to you, but I think They should be behind us so that we're not looking into the lights and people are.
So if they're behind it, yeah, they'll be able to see exactly where we are because they'll be behind us, like lighting up our, like he said, like silhouettes.
Yeah, they're not right in front of
you're having this conversation as you go down, right?
Yeah.
There.
Sure, fine.
So you head down another couple of floors. Without dancing lights, it would be pitch black. Everyone give me a perception check now, please.
Oh, dear.
I got a natural 20.
I got a natural 1.
I got a natural 1.
Oh, I just got a bog standard 21.
Okay, cool. Cell.
Yes.
As you're heading down, you all walk past a floor.
Mm.
Like, you know, another of those freight landings. Mm. Paying no attention. Cell, you notice as you're going down that this is the first door that's been ajar. They've all been steel doors all the way down and closed and seemingly locked. This is the first one that you've seen that is slightly ajar.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has missed it. Just, you know, it wasn't a big thing to look. You just fluked on that door's open.
Hey, guys, I think there may be someone in there. I'm just going to go. That door's open, so okay. I'm just curious.
Okay. Rush him.
Welcome.
Rush him.
Yep. Okay, I'll just go do that. And pushes the door open.
So, you slam the door open, and you find yourself basically stood in the doorway to a room, shocker.
Yeah.
A tiled room. Specifically, think like blank kitchen tiles, maybe medical tiles, something similar. So white, pristine. It is a seemingly sort of cuboid room that is roughly 20 feet to a side.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, there appears to be some kind of tripod with a... The best way I can describe it is, imagine a sort of light bulb and then cover that itself in, like, how do I put it? Comedic old-timey speakers. Big brass, wah, 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 wah.
Okay.
As you open the door,
nothing
happens.
Hey.
And then...
Ooh.
Suddenly, like, you open it, it's just like, oh, cool, it's fine. And in that time delay, suddenly an incredibly loud, like, physically painfully loud alarm starts ringing from it. It isn't like a ree-ree-ree, it's just... Just a solid, heavy tone of sound. Everyone, please give me a fort save.
Oh, dear.
Can we use your fort?
Yeah, you may.
That fort is rubbish.
I love that you all know it's there and like, Zolf, Zolf, help,
that's Zolf. What I tell people, because I don't know what's on their sheets. It's your fort save is now 10.
So, I don't think we spelled this out on audio, have we?
I have a clerical ability, a domain ability called Unity, which is when a spell or effect hits allies in 30 foot, each ally can use my save instead of theirs, so they can choose to retain their own.
Real good ability. Yeah. Real good
I get that
ability.
One today. So I'm using it now, so everyone can use my fort save. Yeah. Not that Azu needs it.
Yeah, but I just rolled a 2, so...
Can't change the roll, unfortunately.
No.
Woo, woo.
22.
25.
12.
21.
Oh, no.
As it stands...
Thanks, Zolf.
Thank you, Zolf.
All of you, immediately, whether you want to or not, hands on ears, it is incredibly loud. Like, you can feel it shaking bits of you. Azu, you don't manage in time, and it literally stuns you.
Oh.
Like, you... It just... You feel something pop, and all you have is... And you are dropped immediately to one knee. It is like someone has just got a hammer and is just hitting your head in its helmet. It is the loudest thing you have ever heard. In addition to that, Cell, who is stood in the doorway, before you can respond, a load of spikes shoot out from the actual doorway itself into the space that you're occupying.
Do I get a reflex save?
No. But they have to do attack on you. Because spikes work like that. Yeah, I know. It's a thing.
That's the wrong way round.
It's a Pathfinder traps work.
Yeah, certain traps, like spike traps specifically, they have to roll an attack to hit you. Arrow traps and spike traps, it's like... It's attacking you to deal with whether you get out of it.
I guess it's because it could hit your armour and they want to be able to factor in AC.
That's literally it. That's all it is. What's your AC?
19.
Lucky, lucky. Okay, so only two of them hit. Very lucky. 16 damage total.
Doesn't feel that lucky.
So there is a
thunk,
and two of them just jab. Two of them miss.
Ow! That is not nice! That no one hears, obviously.
Everyone roll initiative, please.
Oh, no.
Yes, finally. 20.
Turns out if you have enough encounters, you'll get 20 eventually.
5.
14.
Zolf, you are up first. The noise is still going on.
Armor bull rush the siren.
Okay.
Yes, good.
Boop, boop.
Actually, so a question. I could bull rush it or I could just charge it and attack it. I get a higher bonus, but does it look like the kind of thing that being bull rush would be a useful thing to do with, or...
It looks like something you want to break. Knocking, it isn't a delicate thing that looks like it's going to shatter. It just looks like it's going to be loud and on the floor.
I'll charge it.
That's fine.
23.
Yeah, hit. Cool. Roll the damage. Don't roll low and you're good.
Glaive is on fire.
Of course it is. What are you, an animal?
16 damage.
You just smash the thing into 1,000 bits.
Cool. Ah! Oh. Ow!
Well, that was interesting. I really wonder why would you...
Azu's still on one knee.
Sal immediately investigates the thing in bulk.
You can't. You're still in initiative order.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hamid, you're up. I'm sure everything's fine.
A alarm went off. Oh, dear.
Hamid begins walking over to Azu, starts the sentence, "Are you okay?"
Aww. That's fine. To be clear, in the room, the tiled room, there was another door at the far end.
Yeah.
I didn't describe it, but I also was like, it would be a real weird design if it didn't have a door. That's on me. Mm. But yeah, there is a closed steel door on the far side.
Cool. Yeah, Hammer thinks the threat's gone, so he's
That's fine.
Not acting as if this was still combat time.
Sure.
At which point, from the stairs below you, is, for everyone apart from Azu, the sound, from what you can make out, of large amounts of running feet. At which point, a squad of kobold make their way up the stairs. They are all equipped for a fight, and they all basically run up the stairs. And who is closest to the stairs down? I'll let you guys pick. Obviously, Zolf is in the tiled room. Sel is in the doorway. Hamid went over to Azu, so both Azu and Hamid.
Hamid or Azu.
I let you pick. I don't mind.
Oh. The stairs are behind us, right? And the doorway into the tiled room is in front of us.
Yes.
Hamid is closest to the stairs.
Okay, cool. It's all the same to me. Six run up, and all six of them immediately charge Hamid. They are able to close the distance and get an attack in each.
Okay.
Okay? I need to know what your AC is.
22.
Oh, yeah, still wearing the mage armor.
Last 8 hours.
Oh, lovely.
Or a year and a half.
Whichever is easier.
Whichever ends first.
Yeah. Is that the... Are these garbage?
Kobolds are garbage.
Yeah, okay,
they're built to be garbage. It's fine.
That's why there's a load of them.
All six of them... and immediately begun stabbing. Armor. Every single one hits mage armor. Without exception. At the same time, the door on the far side of the tiled room opens, and it just seems to be a wall of blackness that slops into the room. Yep.
More ooze.
Does it come within 2 squares of me?
It provokes an attack of opportunity.
Thank
from Zolf.
Right, so that is 8 words and things. 24.
That's a hit.
Ooh, that's actually kind of grim. 23 damage.
Okay, cool.
With fire. So 6 of that is fire. Sorry, that might be relevant for this.
Okay. You slash through the thing. It turns into 2.
Oh, no!
All is well.
Rumbled.
At which point, both of them attack Zolf.
What? Didn't they just get an initiative? They just entered the room.
They entered the room. They took an attack of opportunity.
No, the attack of opportunity as they were rushing.
I confused myself. Sorry.
Are they smaller or are they the same size?
Remind me, Racy. They are smaller than they were before.
Okay. 17.
It seems to be the same amount of who split between 2 places.
17.
17?
I would say, why did I use up all my bombs? But I know exactly why I used them.
Because you needed to.
Because the system was... The encounters were designed to use up all my bombs.
Yep.
Yeah, he was so happy when you said you were running out of bombs.
Dealing 10 normal damage.
Yep.
5 acid damage.
Yep.
And what's your combat maneuver defense?
20.
One of them misses. Second one reaches out, hits, deals damage. You feel the telltale sting of some more acid. It clearly is kind of trying to grab you and can't gain a purchase. I'll say that a small amount of charred leather comes off in its hand.
Yep.
If only you hadn't been struck by lightning so many times, it would have had a better chance against you.
My coat!
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
At which point, it is Cell's turn. Stood in the doorway, you have seen all this pan out.
You've been stabbed twice.
Cobbles from behind and thing from the other half.
I'm going to shoot 4 arrows at the kobolds.
One per kobold?
One per kobold.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Give me attack roll number one.
15.
15 is a hit.
Well, that's 15 plus 8, so I assume it's a hit.
Another hit.
Oof, natural one.
Miss! Obviously.
And 13 plus 3, which is 16.
Another hit. You have to roll because it's hypothetically possible they could survive.
Yeah, the first one is 7.
Dead.
Second one, 9.
Dead.
Third one was the natural one. So I don't know what. Do you want me to shoot and hit?
Third one then.
Okay. The fourth one is 12.
Dead.
Cool. Now there are 3 kobolds.
Alex doesn't seem to want the natural one to potentially hit Hamid.
Yeah.
Who's in combat with these kobolds.
That's what I.
Different approach to your normal.
I genuinely expected that.
Yeah. I mean, come on, the number of times I've hit other party members, it's only fair one of them hits me.
There's something more fun I can do.
Oh no!
Can
it hit me?
My beautiful sparky weapon!
I rolled a 17, it happened!
Oh no, what?
Well, none of you had given me active perception checks during a combat round, so who knows what happened.
What?
At which point then, do you move at all? You're currently stood in the doorway with like...
No.
Cool.
No, I don't think I can... Well, there's no, like, cover, is there, really? Because there's something on each
You'd
side.
Have to pick a side and get cover from the other side.
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
In which case, then, Azu, you are up.
Okay, so I'm...
Make your choices.
3 kobolds.
There are 3 kobolds, so it's like, more around me.
Around me.
Oh, they're around you. Okay, I attack them. Like, if it was around me, it would be different.
Kobold the first attack.
Ready, got Cleave.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume, by the way, unless you tell me otherwise, that you just walk up to cleave them all, because you can.
Okay. Is it possible to, like, non-lethally...
Yes. You can non-lethally cleave. You'll be doing so, I believe, with a minus 2 penalty to hit.
What does that mean?
It means that you are 2 less likely to hit them. So if you rolled a 15, you'd actually roll a 13.
You deal non-lethal damage, which means that when they hit 0...
They're just unconscious.
My first roll was 18.
Hit. I'll let you pick retroactively whether it's non-lethal or not. I don't mind. It's all the same to me.
I think that she's going to be going for non-lethal.
That's
because A, she doesn't want to be a hypocrite, and B, she just saw a lot of bodies.
But mostly the hypocrite thing, right?
Yeah.
That's proper aggression. Not don't want to kill.
Look, that turns the 18 into a 16, which is still a
hit.
Look, the second rule of being an Aphrodite priestess is do not harm more than necessary.
It's fine. Knock them unconscious.
No. Okay.
It's 2d12.
Oops.
You still got your feet.
I believe it's already unconscious if you're rolling for the damage.
That's 20.
26. You still get
26.
Your bonus.
It explodes. You hit it with the flat of the blade.
Trying to be gentle.
And you leave it limbs behind. It tumbles down the gap in the stairwell.
Now,
as a warning to the others.
One important thing, remember, with gods, they care about the intent.
It's true.
So Aphrodite's probably like... It's cool.
You tried, and that's what matters.
I'm pretty certain that the phrase goes, the road to Aphrodite is paved in good intentions.
And dead kobolds.
And dead.
But the road.
Dead kobolds.
The road to Aphrodite is paved with creatine.
It's true. It's very true.
All right.
Cleave attack on the next one.
I hit the next one.
I found a new way to harm the party, which is just throw murder at you, whether you want it or not. You are leaving this place bloody.
To be fair, I do still have Tertius, so it's probably just that she was just like, oh! Okay. Next one.
We just had a manslaughter.
16.
Yeah! Sorry, that was like one of the only crimes we haven't had, and now we've had it! Yay!
So
yay.
14 if you're still going for non-lethal.
14? Yeah. Oh. So this kobold... manages to duck. They'll never get me. Seems real eager. Like, real eager.
Punt it. Can you just kick it? With
I'm just saying, can I just... It's so small.
I mean, technically, that's your action.
Can I just kick?
Nope.
All right.
Just ignore it.
Oh, go away!
Doing the rest of their campaign. just ignoring its effects.
The distressing thing is, with the combination of the paladin and the cleric in your potions of healing, you could walk through quite a significant chunk of this just going, we'll take it. It's okay, we'll take it. It's fine. We'll take it. I'm taking it. It's fine.
And there's one kobold on each leg.
Just Wolverine every encounter. God, right, Zolf, you're up.
Cool. I shall take a 5-foot step backwards. Don't broken tackle treatment.
It's true, you don't.
Do I still have my move action?
No, you're basically spending your entire move action to do 5-foot safely.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. Then I cast prayer.
Ooh. Describe prayer, because I don't think it's come up before.
Nice. So there's no saving throw, but you can resist it if you have spell resistance.
Okay.
Basically, I start muttering under my breath, and although the words remain unintelligible, it starts to echo in an aura around me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my allies feel heartened by it, and all of my enemies are terrified by it. Whatever the message is one of encouragement to allies
and one of threats
and intimidation to my enemies.
Oh, nice.
So it's sort of interpreted on a personal level.
Does that mean I get my bombs back?
No. What it does mean is all of my allies get +1 to attacks, saving throws, skill checks. Basically, anytime you're going to roll dice, except maybe damage, I need to show that.
It will not include damage.
Yeah, excuse me. We'll get +1, and all of my enemies get -1 for those things.
Cool. It is all of your jobs to keep track of that, not mine. I'll keep track of mine, so bad guys.
Incredible, it's damage. So you get a +1 luck bonus on attack rolls, weapon damage rolls, saves, and skill checks, while each of your foes take -1 penalty.
Wow.
Good.
It lasts for 8 rounds.
Wow. Okay, that's fair. Hamid, you're up.
My hands pop into claws. I swipe at one of the kobolds. I very much only attack one of them. If the first attack kills it, I'm not taking a second
attack. I need to know. Do you attack the one that's like, nah, I'll kill you all?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
8. I take the second attack. Much better. 22.
Are you going for non-lethal?
No.
Yeah, so hit.
Plus ones.
Oh, I wasn't. So that was actually 9 and 23.
Cool. You get +1 to this damage as well.
4 normal damage and 4 fire damage because my claw explodes with fiery energy as it hits.
I don't think that's happened before, has it?
It has not happened before.
Hey, oh my! Hey, Sparky! I like
and
a little
you
guy.
Speak draconic, don't you?
Yeah. I make eye contact with the one remaining kobold with my dragon, my fiery dragon claws out, and in draconic say, do not come after us.
The one remaining one takes a moment and then drops to its knees, drops its spear, and you hear in muffled draconic, my leash.
Now we have an alternative way to deal with kobolds.
Yeah.
My hands turn back to normal, and I smile beautifully.
Oh, no.
I think I might end the episode there, honestly.
This is genuinely quite worrying.
Yeah, this is actually... This is something that James would do.
Yeah, this is where Hamid goes Bertie.
Yes!
Try to be a good person, but the call of power has pulled him.
Guys. It's going to happen or not. It hasn't happened yet. We don't know which way it's going to go.
You do.
He's got good friends around him with good morals.
Yeah, your job. But he mostly finds them annoying.
Remember,
an army of poison wielding scientists.
The way to stop someone going to the dark side is through love.
Or surrounding them with an army of poison scientists.
No, it's through love, and it's going to happen.
No, it's not. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Proud of how efficient you guys are at killing.
I feel like proud is probably the wrong word.
No,
proud is.
I mean,
right
in game
word.
Terms, we're very successful.
Yeah, you are.
True.
Narratively, but mechanically.
In an edit, I need to check for Azu.
Your head explodes.
I just pass out.
Head explode.
Oh.
It's all right. If you pass out, I can then put the aura out again and you'll get back up. If you are one of those.
I'd like to resent how helpful you are.
Yeah. I used to be the helpful one.
You're so helpful. You have so much healing.
You're right to be annoyed. Okay, I'm going to come back in.
This is not where I thought the tension would emerge.
Yeah.
Are we all good? We're good?
I'm the holy warrior of this group.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.